A couple weeks ago, Gavin Newsom bought several billboards in other states and slathered them with pro-abortion, vote for me messages. One billboard in particular, however, stood out because Gavin Newsom ended his pro-abortion message with the words of Jesus in Mark 12:31. The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Christians were outraged, and rightly so. It's wrong to promote baby murder, and it's doubly wrong to twist the words of Christ to promote it. Pastor John MacArthur wrote a letter, which you can find here, to Gavin Newsom, in which he not only boldly and clearly told Newsom that this misuse of scripture was blasphemy, he pleaded with the governor to consider the eternality of his soul. The Bible has a lot to say about leaders, good and evil, and the power of God's word. Isaiah 10, 1-2 says, "Woe to those who decree iniquitous decrees, and the writers who keep writing oppression, to turn aside the needy from justice, and to rob the poor of my people of their right, that widows may be their spoil, and that they may make the fatherless their prey." Note the inference that what makes the decrees iniquitous and writings oppressive is the effects that they have. They turn the needy aside from justice. They rob the poor of their right. And on top of that, they prey on widows and the fatherless. The abortion lobby does just those things. Their message is aimed at poor, young, husbandless women. Many are fatherless, and for those with fathers, the abortion industry passes laws like the Parental Notice of Abortion Act so that parents will never hear of it. Not to mention the boatload of stories where Planned Parenthood has aided and abetted traffickers. All you have to do is go to Live Action's website and search traffickers to know. Isaiah 5:20 says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Twisting scripture to call abortion loving is the very fulfillment of this verse. The Bible tells us that God created men and women in his own image, treats the unborn as human and precious, and takes the murder of an image bearer very seriously. Life is sacred because we are made in the image of God, and the devil is always seeking to destroy it. So much of what's going on in culture right now is the result of this age-old spiritual battle. We are not fighting against flesh and blood, and this fight for the unborn is really just one more battle in a war that's lasted since Genesis 3. A final thought: for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. The mere use of scripture on the billboard proclaims a reality abortion advocates don't want to face. The verse they used says, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." But why would loving your neighbor be a good thing unless there is a higher moral law that says so? And if there is a higher moral law, then someone or something has to have said it, meaning that someone or something gets to determine what love is. It's not something for us to decide based off of what's culturally cool or our own whims and ideas. The creator of morality decided what love is. Newsom and his campaign missed the first part of that sentence. "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Loving God is why we love our neighbor. And he shows us how in his word, when Christ laid his life down for us, love involves giving life, not taking it. In Isaiah 55:11, the Lord says, "So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and it shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." God's word is powerful, even when it's misused. And we know how this battle ends. Fortunately, God wins.